This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. City streets and transportation hubs have changed dramatically in the past 12 years. And one of the main architects of those changes is Jeanette Sadiq Khan, who has served as commissioner of the city's Department of Transportation since 2007. From the pedestrian plazas in Herald Square and Times Square to the city's Select Bus service, the expansion of bike lanes and the rollout of thousands of new city bikes, Sadiq Khan's initiatives have been both excoriated and praised. Joining us for her exit interview is Jeanette Sadiq Khan. She's one of several Bloomberg administration officials who's been speaking with us before the end of Mayor Bloomberg's term on December 31st. Welcome back to WNYC.
Thanks, Amy. It's great to be here.
So when you began in 2007, what were the overarching problems you were seeking to address?
Well, I think the question that we started with was whether we wanted to merely manage the stresses that we were being placed on the transportation system, or whether we could change its course.
And what were those stresses?
Traffic, congestion, you know, dangerous streets, accidents, pollution, you name it. Our streets simply weren't organized to meet the demands that we had on them today. In fact, the last time we'd seen major changes on city streets was in the 1950s and 60s, when we turned two-way streets in Manhattan to one-way streets. That's a long time to leave our streets untouched.
And which of the many, many, many changes that you initiated, which one do you think has made the biggest difference in New Yorkers' daily lives?
That's like asking which is your favorite kid.
All right.
I think that really what's changed is, you know, people look at their streets differently now. You know, there it's not just about going from point A to point B. And now you can see a street and see the potential for, you know, dedicated bus lanes, for dedicated bike lanes, for pedestrian passage.
I personally think the biggest change that you made for New Yorkers is allowing people to consider the streets safe enough to bike and walk them. I don't bike to work, but seeing people ride city bikes, seeing the bike lanes makes me consider it. And I think that that's the big difference.
That's true. We've seen, you know, 6 months and 6 million trips later, New Yorkers have taken to city bike like fish to water. And one of the interesting things is that the more bike lanes that you have in the city, the safer the streets are. You know, overall, we've seen a 30% decline in all citywide traffic fatalities since 2001. And I think this has a lot to do with that.
The city council had long complained it was hard to get traffic data out of the NYPD and the DOT. And in 2011, it passed a law mandating monthly information on crashes and summonses. Why did it take so long to open up that data?
Well, you can never have enough data. And I think we have made more data available to New Yorkers than at any time in city history. The issue that we have had is that we take that data from the State Department of Transportation and the State Department of Motor Vehicles, and you have to reconcile those reports. So, you know, I think that, you know, as technology continues to improve, as we continue to, you know, get that data together, and we're dramatically reducing the amount of time that it takes to do that. But, you know, it has been a process.
Due in part to Hurricane Sandy, the number of city bikes is less than 7,000 originally planned for Phase 1. Will the DOT announce a blueprint to expand city bike before you depart, or will that be left to the incoming administration?
Well, there actually is a blueprint out there for the next expansion. We have released map over a year ago.
Right, but what we don't have is a timeline for when.
Yeah, well, we have as you noted, we did have Hurricane Sandy, which took 1,000 bikes out of the system. You know, we continue to work with our federal partners to get the federal funding to get that, you know, to provide those additional bikes.
Anything with, you know, President Obama yesterday signed that bipartisan budget bill and ends sequestration for the next 2 years. Is that encouraging news for you?
Yeah, I think it's a good maintenance of effort. It means that we don't have the 30% haircut that we were looking at before.
Anything that you regret not finishing before leaving office?
I think we did what we set out to do. We laid it out in a strategic plan, and I think that's really been terrific. And really, our challenge has really been to marry the things that need to get done efficiently with the need to do them in a way that engages local communities and is sensitive to their needs. And you know, it's been wonderful working with communities. I think that, you know, one of the lessons learned, too, is that there's never enough input. There's never enough outreach, whether it's bus lanes, whether it's plazas, whether it's city bike. I mean, the streets are really theirs. And, you know, fortunately, New York City streets are versatile and they play many different roles.
Jeanette Sadik Khan, the outgoing commissioner of New York City's Department of Transportation, thank you so much for joining me, and thank you for your years of service to New York City.
Thank you, Amy.
This is WNYC.